man is here. The game is over.
Oh, welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks. And we'll get to why this is the first time in 3 months once again. But before we do, let's introduce our guest this week. We have Scotty.
Hey, that's me.
And Dan the Third.
Hey, that's me.
So, yes, looking at the calendar on the website, the last time we actually put out an episode of this show was the end of May.
Wow.
Which
is, oops,
if you do the math, the 3 months ago. And it's kind of been that pattern for a while where it's just kind of, we'll do an episode and then wait like 2 months in between or whatever. And it's happened. So, you know, as part of my overall, I get bored with things often to move on. We've done over 200 episodes of this show over the course of the past 6 years or so. And I thought it's just been an odd hodgepodge of things. You know, we've had way too many sets of hosts. We've had, you know, we've had format changes. We've had no format. We've kind of had no real rules or rhyme to this show. So I was thinking and talking with these guys and Sam, wherever he may be right now. And I figured that it was probably time to put this show to bed and kind of start with something new, and that will be what's going forward. But I did want to kind of close out this show and explain why. Like I said, it's been going on for about 6 years now, and in the time, I would say we've probably had a rotating cast of at least a dozen different hosts, if not more. We've had different generations and stuff like that. I mean, even going further back, I have not always been part of this show. I mean, for a very tiny part of it, but I think the first 5 or 6 episodes I wasn't part of. So, like, it's something that I inherited, and then I just kind of pulled through.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's
history,
it's a very
lesson, wow.
it's something, like, I honestly never wanted to do a podcast, but I was willing to help out in whatever way I could, and then what would happen was, you know, like, this person would be missing and that person would be missing. So I'm like, okay, I'll fill in and I'll talk about this and I'll talk about that. And eventually it just turned into me hosting it all the time. And as you would imagine, as you get older and, you know, you work more, you have more of a social life, it kind of took less and less of a priority in my life and in my time. And what I found over the years is the more I became synonymous with this and hosting it, is the more that people wouldn't necessarily want to do it if I wasn't around. Like, we've had a case, especially, you know, this summer, I've been away a lot, traveling either abroad or within the States for events and just, you know, for peace of mind. And what would happen then is like, oh, Earl's not here, so we're not going to do anything this week. And I understand the rationale behind that. But it also, you know, it puts a burden on me where there's a lot of times where you forego certain social events because you're expected to be here. And, you know, I prioritize my life. I'm not going to miss out. Like, I'm not going to miss out on somebody's wedding or anything for the show. But, you know, like, I might skip a movie screening because I have to be here at a certain time or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is, but I thought one of the changes, and I think we've talked about this and you folks all agreed, one of the changes with the new show would be giving everybody equal ownership of it. So what that means is that, one, I think the idea right now, and anything can change, we're still in the working phase of this, is that we would have a rotating host duty. So I would host an episode, Scott would host an episode, Dan would host an episode, Sam would host an episode, and we'll kind of do that. The other reason for that, and this is something that again kind of goes to it being reflective of my personality and my drive, is that a lot of the shows were topics I picked or conversations I wanted to have. And sometimes that meant having people who are just on the show because we needed, I like having 3 or 4 people on the show because it was a conversation, who don't necessarily have as much of an interest in it. And you'll still end up with that in the other way, but at least then it's not just me always talking about something I'm interested in.
Yeah. That
right.
Makes total sense. I mean, it's a lot of pressure to put on one person. So,
I like the idea of spreading it out. I understand that a lot. And, I mean, I used to do a show with a couple friends of mine, and slowly the weight of things fell off of three people and onto two and then onto one, and then it's, I mean, of course, that just ended with the show and all that we worked for ending.
Yeah.
Those were fake tears, by the way.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, like, I go back and forth with my friend. He's all, you know, he's always pushing me to kind of advertise and make it grow. At the end of the day, it's something I enjoy doing in my free time just because I enjoy having these conversations about stuff. I enjoy talking about video games and comic books and movies and TV shows and all that fun jazz with people. I mean, most of the conversations I have here, you'll probably see me having with coworkers at work. Or you'll see me having, I've had these conversations with Dan in person a few weeks ago. it's just, it's who I am. So these are topics that, you know, like, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll probably see some of the same conversations come up time and time again. I'll talk about cartoons all night. I'll talk about wrestling. I will talk about these back and forth, and my timeline's very ADHD as sometimes I feel. But the other thing with kind of rebooting, and this is kind of cheating, but again, going back to the fact that it's been 6 years and there's been a parade of hosts, is that it allows us to actually revisit topics. I've always hated the idea of going back to topics we talked about before, but like, it's topics I've talked about, not necessarily topics you folks have talked about or topics that we've covered within the last 5 years or so. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, I don't think we've, I mean, personally, again, going back to my own personal case, I don't think we've done an anime podcast since the first year, because I'm not a fan of anime, so I would always shoot down any idea to talk about that stuff. And they did an episode before I came on, and that's probably the only anime episode we've ever done.
Because Earl literally stole the show.
Pretty much. You know, stuff like, you know, like, we, again, we kind of talk about this stuff there, here and there, but, you know, just, you know, certain movies we can talk about again, certain, you know, more broad video game topics. Like, video games has always been an iffy one for us because I've always tried to subdivide what we talk about here from what we talk about on dual wielding, but since that's more of a topical thing and we aren't, it allows you to kind of talk more, you know, large scale, like, you know, and I don't even know if we'll get to this, but, you know, it's the 30th anniversary of Metroid and Zelda this year. There's a, you know, the Super Nintendo celebrating 25 years. Those are things you can talk about more broadly, more widely than a specific topic. You know, we can revisit Pixar. I don't think, you know, it's Disney in general. Disney's a topic we've done one, like, two or three times, but these were years ago. And even thinking back to them, I know those podcasts were done with people who were kind of one-off guests. So it's easy to kind of go back to them because it's not the same conversation, because it's not the same people. And even with something like Disney, you look at even a year in Disney time is a long time. You look at this year with, like, you know, Pete's Dragon, Finding Dory, Zootopia, Civil War, you know, the two Star Wars films. Within a 12-month period, it's not the same calendar year, Curie. Stuff like that. So it allows us an opportunity to go back and revisit topics that we've, not that we've, but I've kind of mentally closed off because I'm like, we've done this before. And it's one of those things where I've always hated going back. Same thing with this show. Same reason that this show's closing down is because I do think there's a point where you kind of hit that, okay, we've had this discussion before, what more can we add? And then with this, it's like, we can add new stuff because it's new people having the conversation. And I don't necessarily know your opinions and thoughts on certain things that I've had this talk with other people. I will say in terms of formatting, well, we'll get to actual formatting, but I do think there are certain shows that we'll continue to do. I don't necessarily, I mean, I probably should have mentioned this to you folks beforehand, but I'm a fan of, we do our yearly kind of TV preview episode, and I've kind of become a fan of doing those, like, just kind of, like, running down what's new, what we think is actually going to survive this season, what's not, what we're excited for. We do our end-of-the-year awards at the start of the year, which makes more sense to me. And I think those two will kind of remain stationary. And I also think that we'll probably continue. We might have shorter episodes for these and do them as one-off, but I also do enjoy doing the wrestling ones. And I know that's kind of a crapshoot, so those might be their own independent mini-episodes in between bigger episodes.
I like mini-episodes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I do too.
Yeah, and, you know, on the same note, like, Scott got it, you know, Scott and I got involved because we started to do the Marvel Cinecast and stuff like that. So we won't do something like that because that's a long-term project. But again, it's something that can kind of pop up in between episodes to fill the gaps. And on that note, I am going to try to stick to what we originally stated at the beginning of this year, which was that we would do a bi-weekly episode, because I do think, even personally, it's just too much of a commitment to have people carve out. Because even if you record just an hour, you're carving out really like 2 hours of your day just to record, and that doesn't account for the time that you spend editing and all this other stuff beforehand, before and after.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. Good goal.
And, you know, at the same time, and, you know, this is like The Wizard of Oz, peeking behind the curtain. That does not necessarily mean that we're going to record every 2 weeks. It could literally mean that we pick one week out of the month, and we record two or three episodes. Because, like, this show doesn't tend to be topical in the sense that it covers breaking news, so we need, you know, like, it has to be right there when it happens. From time to time that will happen. I think usually whenever we hit critical mass with movie trailers, that's always a good time to do that because, you know, we're doing it at San Diego Comic Con with the Justice League trailer, the Wonder Woman trailer. I'm sure there was other stuff at Comic Con. the new Doctor Strange trailer was there. stuff like, or even right now, you know, we just got the Star Wars Rogue One trailer recently. And stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we want to do is actually have a proper format, because right now it's really just a long form conversation with no rhyme or reason. So the first thing we're going to try to do, and I make no promises about this, is we're going to try to stick to an hour. I find that any more than that, and people aren't interested. Any less than that, and it's just whatever.
Yeah.
I find like most conversations get going near the hour mark anyhow. But it won't be, and a change of how we traditionally do stuff, it won't just be an hour long episode on a single topic. We're still working on this formatting, and it might be different from host to host. But the idea is to kind of do like an icebreaker activity at the start for like 10 minutes or so. So, you know, just throwing it out there, my idea would be, it's an episode we did, I think, 2 years ago, which was absolutely a fantastic time for me. We found fanfic online, all types of fanfic, shashfic, whatever you want to call it, and we just kind of read it on air. Game of Thrones, Guardians of the Galaxy, this Hodor and Groot one that was just a must-read.
That sounds good.
So finding, you know, just finding finding a fanfic that's related to the topic of the week and reading it for like 10 minutes. We played a game before on the air called Back of the Box, which is like reading the description on the back of like a video game case and trying to guess what game it is. That's something we can do. You know, simple, quick activities to just kind of lighten the mood and start it off with something fun and different every week. And then the body of the show would be about 40, 45 minutes of the conversation of the week. And, you know, like we said before, it can be anything from movie of the week. It could be a discussion on Pixar. It can be the everlasting battle between Marvel and DC in the various realms. It could be a Harry Potter, you know, retrospective with Fantastic Beasts coming out this year or something like that. It could be about Star Wars. I still don't think we've done a Star Wars episode.
No.
Done a Star Wars podcast, like a series, which we actually never finished because nobody wanted to watch episode 2.
Well, who wants to watch episode 2?
I'm just saying, I literally think we ended at episode 1, and it's like, we gotta watch episode 2, and it's been like 8 months of everybody like, man, I'm not watching that. Yeah.
It's because I'd just rather rewatch The Empire Strikes Back, you know?
And then the final part of the show would be kind of a suggestion thing. So, like, any, okay, we're at the end of August, so within the next, you know, month or so, we'll see the return of Gotham and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Lucifer and all those shows. So we can talk about that and what we're looking forward to. You can talk about, you know, like, if you've had a really great beer recently or, you know, found this great bar or something like that. Just something that someone, you know, just the host would throw out there, a book they're reading or something, to just kind of wind down on a recommendation. It's always nice to end on a positive note. And that would be that. That would be like the hour. It would be a three-act performance as it goes. And, yeah, that would kind of be how the show would feel from time to time. With anything in life, I imagine the format may not always be strict. There might be times where we get a topic that's so close to us all that we just want to spend the entire hour talking about it. Or in the case of something like the award show, the Rockies, I imagine we would want to do
like a special.
Yeah, we'd want to do it, and the entire show dedicated to that.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course there's going to be a fair amount of times when we'd want to do something like that. I know one of these times when I host it, we're just going to talk about Lord of the Rings the whole time. You guys are just going to have to put up with it. I apologize.
Yes, speaking of, it's another topic that I usually rejected.
Well,
and I have no beef with the Lord of the Rings. I kind of reject that out of principle of him always using that stupid meme on his Twitter now.
Elrond is people too, Earl.
No, he's not. He's an elf.
It's true. He's like, he can't die. He's like always there. He's half elf, by the way.
If we talk about Lord of the Rings, then I would need to talk about like the weird like Einar and like how Gandalf is like a angel and like all that stuff. That's what I would want to talk about. So
of course, like the Silmarillion.
Yeah, that's
yes.
That's what's more interesting to me than like, but
of course, I mean, I do appreciate the movies for all the cool quotes, but at the same time, I'm also very into the books and the Silmarillion. So like those will. They will have a role in this episode.
Cool.
Well, in that episode, which I imagine at this point will probably be one of the first episodes Scott's recommend when he does host. Ed, is there anything else that we talked about that you folks want to mention?
I think you hit just about every point. Which is good, because it means I didn't have to think as hard, but now you got me on the spot.
The only other thing was the name, and I was going to save that until the end.
Right. Of course, you got to save that to the end.
Yes. But yeah, that will, you know, that will be that. And this is August, then they're August, and a lot of this stuff will start to happen in September. It's funny. And I probably shouldn't say this and have it on the record, but the less moralized I get at work, the more I kind of focus on the site and thinking of stuff long term for it. So the idea here is to kind of do, not a soft, not a reboot, not a relaunch or anything of the site in September, but I have gotten tired of the recent designs, so I'm looking into new designs for that. And then just starting to focus more on tinier projects instead of, like, my traditional thinking was always to do, like, okay, what's something that can run all the time? And then the idea, those ideas are always great, but it's always like, I'd have like 50 of them. I'll try it once and then I never revisit it. So I'm like, I want ideas where it's like, okay, this is for a month and it runs every week. How do I make it work? So, as part of that, and I'm still working on the details of this, I'm going to start a theme song, tournament on the website. Mostly focused on animation. Only focus on animation for the time being, and I'm trying to figure out what to do with in that regard, because trying to narrow down theme songs to 16 or 32 or 64 is almost impossible, because you have all different types of generations, and, you know, like, you can do one just based off of, like, the 90s. After school cartoon series and stuff like that. So that's something to look forward to. What else is coming up in the not so distant future? Oh, I started something called After These Messages, which is just every week. I'm a huge fan of Saturday morning cartoons. That's how I grew up. I feel sorry for kids who don't get that honor anymore. Like, I guess that you always have it available on Netflix, but it's not the same as waking up 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning and spending 5 hours in front of the TV rotting your brains for cartoons.
Yeah, I always loved... I watched cartoons, like, all the time. Like, when I was supposed to be doing homework and all that, you know, during the week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. After school cartoons were great and also so, so evil, because they always started the back at, like, 3 o'clock. You didn't get out of school until, like, 3:30, so it was always kind of a rush home to watch that one show you wanted to see, because, I remember, because they would always, like, what they would do is they would, like, the Disney Afternoon would do this, they would always put the newer show at the end, so, like, the old shows would move up a time slot, so, like, if you wanted to watch Darkwing Duck after a while, it was, like, it starts at 3, like, I can't make it home for that, and stuff like that, you know, like Batman the Animated Series and Power Rangers were like 3:30 and 4 o'clock here. X-Men kept on moving around. Spider-Man was all over the place. Like, I never really got to watch Bobby's World and the Magic School Bus because those were on during actual school time. Anyhow, I remember this. I cannot tell you what I was actually doing in school at the time, but I can tell you the cartoon blocks after school.
Yeah. That's the kind of school life I lived to.
Yeah, and I mean, if Scott's throwing one out, I will say this is something that's been on my mind recently. If you paid attention to my Twitter, even today, as of this recording, I do want to have a discussion on, like, TV blocks. I don't think we necessarily do them anymore, but you think of, like, you know, growing up, you had stuff like TGIF, you had stuff like SNICK. You had One Saturday Morning, you had Disney Afternoon, you had Fox Kids, you had 4 Kids TV, you had Jetix, you had, you know, Cartoon. All these blocks of TV. Like, the closest thing we get nowadays is you have TGIT. ABC does, like, the can't miss TV on Thursdays with Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder. I think that's the closest we get to actually a block of programming like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I miss that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I miss cartoons in general. Like, I was, like, I'm going through Netflix and I have such a lack of actual action cartoons. And, like, really, the only action cartoon on TV these days is Ninja Turtles. I always say that, and then I'm like, Marvel has, like, 4 cartoons on air.
Yeah, I mean, there's, I don't know if you count, like, the CG shows, but there's Star Wars, too.
Oh, yeah, I guess I don't watch Disney XD, so all that stuff, like, the Star Wars Rebels, the Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers Assemble, Ultimate Spider-Man, Hulk and Agents of Smash, all that stuff is technically action cartoons, they just don't go on my radar. So I misspoke. The only one I watch is Ninja Turtles. But even going back a few years ago when Cartoon Network was at its peak and they had Young Justice and Green Lantern and Thundercats and Ben 10, it's like, yeah, we don't get any of that stuff anymore. And it's a damn shame.
Finally, well, there's Voltron.
Yeah, Voltron, but even Voltron's done. I finished that in one weekend.
Well,
I tried to save the episodes for Saturdays, and that didn't work.
Yeah. But I
just had to watch them.
I think it's going to be more and more Netflix and Amazon are going to start doing more
cartoons. The problem with that is Amazon and Netflix does, but a lot of their stuff is just catered towards kids.
True. I mean, that's what the cartoons we love were. They were
No. I mean, like, they're catered towards kids, like the like Teletubby type deal, not like. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, you can have, like, Teen Titans Go is catered towards kids, and people enjoy that. But, yeah, I know, but I mean, like, so, because, like, Voltron, like, they've done Voltron, and I think they did Danger Mouse. And those are really kind of the two, kind of, I would say, older cartoons they've done. I mean, I think they've done an original anime as well. I don't know if they've done one, or they licensed it to air on Netflix in America. But yeah, I do think because traditional TV is dying in general, and
slow
I feel like
painful death.
The sad thing is it's not so; it's painful. It's a very rapid. I mean, like we had this discussion, not us, but you've seen this discussion pop up over the past week, I'm sure, where like NBC was blaming millennials for the Olympic ratings being down.
Yeah,
and it's
really
like,
good.
It's
something else that's the millennials' fault.
Yeah, but
nobody likes the Olympics anymore. It's all the millennials.
Well, I mean, I think that, I mean, I feel like, and I could be wrong, and this might be a discussion for another day, I feel like this generation is not as, I don't want to say patriotic, they're not as gung-ho as, like, country pride as previous generations. Like, I think it's one of the perks of the internet is everybody's a global citizen now, so it's not like the one time you get to see Brits or Spaniards or anything like that. It's like, yeah, I speak to British people all the time. I speak to Australians. I speak to, you know, Hispanics. It's like everybody's out there, so you don't feel like USA. It's like, yeah, USA does well, but I'm happy for Jamaica to do well. I'm happy for Canada to do well. I'm happy.
I also think if the Olympics were in the U.S., it would do huge. I think, and if it was all live, you know, I think that was a big problem.
That's on NBC.
Yeah, but NBC is blaming millennials, and they're not. Maybe they're internally they know the reasons, but they can't do them. But they, you know, I'm sure they know why.
Oh, there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, and I think, you know, a lot of this, I think people have reflected on afterwards. But yeah, the fact that, like, especially for like the first week and a half or so, it was pretty much always the same sports in primetime. It was swimming, it was track, it was gymnastics. And I'm not saying those were not fantastic to watch, but there's so many other sports. Like, it's like if you had no interest in swimming, that was like four nights of NBC. It's like Michael Phelps. And he's a fantastic athlete, but you don't want to see the same thing over and over again when you have a lot of the fun of the Olympics to me is just the random sports you come across while you watch it. I mentioned I became a fan of like water polo in the 2012 Olympics because it's such a random sport.
Yeah.
I had coworkers. We would all like in the break room we'd watch handball because we didn't know handball was a sport, and it's nothing like the actual like handball you grew up playing. It's like soccer meets basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see that in this Olympics. But then again, I'm a millennial, so I disregarded the Olympics.
And I think that's the other thing that, you know, like they say it's a millennial's fault. But they also gave the NBC app where you can actually go and watch whatever you want to watch. You didn't have to watch NBC programming. And it's a generation, and I think for much better, who's no longer beheld to a TV schedule. Like, this is on from 8 to 9. If you're not here, you're going to miss it.
Yeah. I think that's for the better.
Yeah, it's absolutely for the better. It's just that nobody knows how to adapt to it yet because, And I, you know, like you'll see me on Twitter with this every, you know, it's this way during the fall. Oh, so and so did this in the ratings last night, and it is what it is. It's a snapshot of how they did dive. But a lot of shows, you'll see, like, they'll come out and they'll like double their numbers over the 7 days because people don't need to watch it live anymore. Like an example, Boys on HBO is a show that, you know, airs Sunday nights, and Sunday at 10 o'clock or whatever, right in, I'm just like, bonked. But sometimes I watch it, sometimes I won't. It's a great show to watch before work, though. Like, one morning, I'm like, oh, I have half an hour to kill. I'll put this on while I'm getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And because what else can you do at 7 in the morning? You put on an episode of a show you haven't seen, and you're good to go.
Yeah, like Malcolm in the Middle.
I think we take for granted how lucky we are with Netflix and HBO Go and Amazon and everything. Just being able, we have thousands of hours of things to watch at any time. Versus 20 years ago, it was like you had to watch what was on, or you had to watch like a DVD or a VHS.
I was about to say 20 years. Like, oh no, because even then, like
5 years ago.
I'm 20 years ago to date myself a bit. Like, you didn't get TV shows on VHS because, like, it'd be like an encyclopedia collection. Because you'd have, like, for a season, you'd have, like, 10 VHS, you'd have, like, 10 cassettes. Because they would hold, like, three episodes for a cassette. Like, it was really the advent of DVDs that started making, like, TV shows a big deal for, like, that retail market. And it's kind of funny because, like, it was DVDs, but, like, I feel like Blu-rays and streaming killed that off because I don't buy many shows on that anymore because I'm like, oh, it's going to be on Netflix. If it's not on Netflix, your business model is terrible.
Real, though.
Well, I mean, it sucks, but I'm really concerned about the CW this year because I would always watch the CW shows the next day on Hulu. And now I can't do that. So I'm like, have to figure out what to do.
Well, you can probably just get the CW app.
Hopefully, yeah.
But yes, that's something.
That's something they do, but their app has never been great.
Yeah, because I didn't even think about it because I thought about it the other way. I'm like, oh, that's fantastic, because starting next year, like the CW, like within 2 weeks of the show ending, it will all be up on Netflix. I'm like, that's awesome. Season finished, you can binge watch it again. But somebody pointed out, hey, for the people who don't watch it live, that kind of sucks. I'm like, that is true. Like, if I don't watch it live, I usually just watch it on demand, just because I hate Hulu. Well, not that I hate it, but I hate the fact that they'll give you the same ad every ad break. It's so annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I have the ad-free version, so that's really nice, but yeah.
Aren't we all fancy and rich?
No, but it's like, if I add up, so I have, you know, I have Hulu ad-free, Netflix, HBO Go, and Amazon. That's like $50 a month, if you add all that up. You know, it's not too far from a cable bill. I don't have cable, so, you know, kind of, it's interesting that we say the millennials are cutting the cord, but then we're still paying as much as cable costs.
I think, honestly, at the end of the day, I think it's a great thing. It's a double-edged sword, though, because what you're going to end up seeing, and you see it now, is like you say you have Hulu, you have HBO, you have Amazon, you have Netflix. You don't have, you know, there's Crackle, there's CBS has their thing now. You know, everybody wants to have their own little app now so that they can charge for their shows. You know, Yahoo tried it and that failed. PlayStation has theirs, and I don't even know. They canceled Powers. I don't know if they have anything else original on that app. Microsoft tried it for a bit when they were going to do a... what was that game? Not Alan Wake. What is the game they made this year?
Quantum. Well, they were going to do a Halo TV show, too.
Yeah, they were going to do that. None of that worked out. Remember when they announced the Xbox One and they announced the Microsoft film, the TV division?
Yeah,
that
went Steven nowhere. Spielberg.
Yeah, that went nowhere. But yeah, what's going to end up happening is everybody's going to be like, they're going to try to get into the game, and you're going to end up having to pay like $10 to get AMC, $10 to get Showtime, $5 to get CBS, and it's going to add up to like, I'm just buying everything piecemeal. But I'm all for anything that takes power away from the cable industry, because they're very corrupt and they have no competition, so they just rake you over the back.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole nother discussion, but like the whole like bundling, you know, like even if you don't have cable, they'll like raise your internet rates so that like, yeah. But.
There's a lot of pet peeves I have with that. Like the fact that like some websites you have to sign in with your cable provider information for you to access shows.
Yeah.
Like, when you do it for like NBC, Fox, I'm like, those are free net. Those are channels you get for free. Why do I need to sign in for this?
Yeah, it's still a lot of problems to work out. But I just think like we're in such a better place than even 5 years ago.
Yeah, and the future looks bright. but since we're on a tangent that has nothing to do with anything, I guess it's so. Yes, after countless debates, some terrible suggestions, I might say. I think we've decided, and again, anything can change within the next 2 weeks, that the new name of the show will be the Amazingly Average Show. And this kind of came from me wanting to mimic Marvel's uncanny, spectacular, amazing, fantastic title. And just kind of being modest about it. I also think it's just a fun name.
It is a fun name.
It's fun.
And we give you no expectations because it's amazingly average. Yes, the other idea was, and I liked this idea, but I felt it was too close to just being a comic book renumbering, was just calling it On the Rocks, and it would have been like, if you know, whatever we talked about would have been like Comics on the Rocks, Video Games on the Rocks, Wrestling on the Rocks, and I actually really do like that idea, and we might still use that to intro the main topic of the week, but I really felt like this was just like a new 52 for us, where it's like, it's the same thing, just renamed. Or I guess the better equivalent would be Marvel Now. Where it's like, it's continuing the same thing, we're just going to renumber it and start over. Same continuity in the all.
Yeah, which is annoying.
So instead we're going the new 52 route.
Yes.
Which definitely worked out for the best. So I think,
yes, this
I think
is
everyone
exactly
should,
the, yeah. This is exactly the new 52 route, because we're keeping the continuity of the same set of hosts that ended Nerds on the Rocks, but we're throwing out all the continuity of the episodes that came before so we can do it again.
And we're wiping all the memories. Like, sending us all back in time 3 years. So we have to meet each other again.
Yes, yes, you will. That might be the first episode. Shh. But, but yes, this is our new 52 moment. This is the time. Which is actually kind of ironic, because one of my absolute favorite episodes of Nerds on the Rocks was when we did our fake reboot of, and we called it NOTR1, and it was like the same hose with an edgier attitude.
Edgier attitude.
Edgy.
We paid characters for like an hour and a half, and it was just a fantastic experiment. So this is the same thing, except we're serious this time, and it's going to be... I'm not going to say forever. Nothing's forever. But this is I think it's going to be fun. I've enjoyed working with Scott, Dan, and Sam over the last year and a half or so. I forget how it goes, because at some point we also had other Dan here.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's a fun new dynamic. We'll get this... I already still have maybe 36 topics that I've always wanted to do that we've never actually gotten to. One of those I've mentioned recently on Twitter is kind of the history of social media. Just because I was going through my Yahoo account and I still get emails from my Friendster account. Is it French? No, I get emails from my High Five account. And yeah, I don't think most people remember what High Five is or Friendster.
I've never heard High Five before, and then I never used Friendster either. But I've heard of it, obviously. But
yeah. So. Yeah, I've had this idea in my head for a while, but what actually triggered it recently is somebody didn't know what ASL meant. I'm just like, I'm way too old for this.
Oh, man. Yeah. I wonder what the Snapchat equivalent of ASL is. I guess you can kind of tell from pictures.
Yeah, I guess you need to know. Well, I'm actually not going to say that because they're going to get in trouble because you can't tell anybody's sex anymore. It's whatever they self-identify as. So even if you think it's that in the picture, it may not be.
True.
But yes, there are some stories from that, those days. Me and my friends, you know, junior high school, to date myself some more, we used to just go in and beat dicks to people. it made us laugh, but yeah.
Yeah, that may or may not have happened, but I don't want to implicate myself legally.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny, too, because I still remember my old AOL screen name, and like, it's my initials, and at the time it was like, you did not use you did not use your real name. They always told you, don't use your real name, don't give out your real name to strangers. And that's a mentality I carry with me it's a mentality I still kind of carry with me. And then like Facebook comes along and it's like, if you're not using your real name, we're not going to grant you an account.
Yeah.
Wow, the times have changed.
Yeah. And now Twitter is somewhere in between where a lot of people use their real name. Or people use a screen name but have their own name as their display name. Or you put your picture to it, and it's like, yeah, it's weird how it's morphed, where it's like, oh, don't worry, everybody on the internet's running to you now. When you think about it, and again, it's something we can talk about during this episode that I'm giving away now. But yeah, when you think about it, now, like, we call strangers to pick us up in their cars. We go pay strangers to stay in their house.
Yeah.
So times have really changed. And, I mean, sometimes for the better. It's much cheaper to use Airbnb than it is to get a hotel most of the time. And you get a cozy, quaint, rural experience out of the time. It's easier in New York City. Actually, it's easier wherever I've been to call an Uber or a Lyft because they come to you and you don't have to hope that a taxi is passing by. And apparently, I did not notice, not every city you can actually haul down taxis. I was in Texas, and apparently, so you could actually haul down a taxi on the street. You have to call them.
Wow, I didn't know that.
No. It was an experience. I paid $50 for it. it was after WrestleMania. It was like 12:30. I'm like, I just want to go home. I'll pay whatever. But yeah, that's that. So yes, so as you know, we were saying, this is the end of Nerds. Well, okay, let me say, this is the end of the Nerds on the Rocks podcast. Nerds on the Rocks, the website, will still exist. And that's going to be fun, because it was always easy to say, you know, this is Nerds on the Rocks. You can find us at nerdsontherocks.com or Nerds on the Rocks. Now it's going to be like, this is the amazingly average show. You can find us on nerdsontherocks.com. I didn't think this through. Now I got to do extra work. But yes, this is the end of the Nerds on the Rocks podcast. And I, you know, aside from you two and Sam, I, you know, there's been a host of people we've had. You know, we've had Lego Dan, we've had Justin, we've had Nicholas, Ashy, Wesley, Eric, Anthony. Who else have we had? Well, I'm terrible with these names.
Is this the Hunger Games, like, shooting the cannon into the air and have their name appear?
Yes.
And we're the survivors. We won.
we've had JV. We've had a host of, you know, guests who stepped in for an episode or two, who I'm honestly not going to go through and remember, because we've had, you know, a one-off guest 4 years ago. It's going to be very difficult. We've had, you know, Tom Nix, who's come on and out for us, and we've had Kyle, who would probably kill me if I actually forgot to mention him, who comes on for us in and out of our comic book podcast. Yeah, we just, you know, we've had a lot of people. We've had a lot of drama behind the scenes. We've had a lot of fun, you know, and this is something I probably want to get back to. We've had a lot of guests in the early years. We've had people from Sega on this show. We've had comic book writers. We had somebody from Irrational Games here at one point. And, you know, just kind of getting back into the habit of actually interviewing people. Because I always like hearing from them and hearing from that that end of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, I might want to thank all those people who made this what it was. It was a blast. It was a fun ride for me. Like I said, I've enjoyed talking about all these different things with so many people. Passionate folks, intelligent folks, much more well-versed and articulate than myself a lot of the times. So, yes. Thank you to everybody who's been part of this over the past 6 years. And we hope that you folks join us for the Amazingly Average show in 2 weeks. So check that out. So once again, thanks to Scott, Dan the Third, Sam, may he rest in peace. This is Nerds on the Rocks.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them that I won't be long, and they'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Yeah, we'll meet again. I don't know where, and I don't know when, but I do know that we'll meet again some sunny day. So honey, keep on smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And would you please say hello to all the folks that I know, and tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't